The Kardashians, which, by the way, if you don't know who the fuck we're talking to, this is Mark Bear, a.k.a. the new, I want to make sure for legal reasons I get this right, the new Bruce Jenner, man who legally changed his name. He's been on the show multiple times already. Mm-hmm. We tried getting him on last week. He went to the ER. He almost died. He's back. He's 110%. Yeah. He's ready to go and talk to us today about the Bruce Jenner porno, which is coming out, which Mark is going to be doing porn, I think, right?
I'm going to be doing, at first we're going to try a scene or two, but they wanted me to do, like, the whole movie. I mean, they wanted me to plow Kylie, Kendall, Chloe, Kim, anybody that they hire to play those girls. And I'm like, well, this is my first porn, okay? I'm like, you know, let me do one scene.
Let me stick my toe in first.
And if it works out good, hey, you know, bring on the next one, bring on the next one. So.
Now, by the way, we'd like to also point out, I wouldn't mind fucking any of the Kardashians as long as they don't have the ability to speak.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to say the same thing. I swear to God, I was praying that it would be a silent film, because once they open up their mouth and they just start talking, it's like the erection goes from, you know, 6-7 inches to meow, like 3.
Yeah, it goes to 3. Right. Some people start out at 3, okay, Mark? All right?
Dude, I meant nothing. There was nothing behind it. I was just saying.
Why does something have to be behind it?
Yeah, there ain't much behind it.
So I come on my nuts. What, Billy? What? You got something to say, Bill? I don't think so.
Stop standing on your head when you jerk it off.
Sorry. Yeah. I was tickling my taint.
I just wanted to see. The reason why I had to go and clarify is because, I mean, if you say that I'm the real Bruce Jenner, that means that I'm saying that I am the Bruce Jenner of old.
Yeah,
and trust me, the legality of this whole thing, you don't understand the rules that I have to follow. So the only thing I can go and tell people is I'm the new Bruce Jenner because the old one died. The older one is no longer here.
But that's what I'm saying. So I'm no Matlock. Well, let me bring up this point. If Bruce Jenner gave up all the rights and became Caitlyn Jenner.
Right.
Because I don't think when he gets his mail, it says Caitlyn Jenner now, right?
I guess, yeah.
It should say it.
So that would be his legal name is now Caitlyn Jenner. Then how are you not the real Bruce Jenner? And I'm not saying you have to be that Bruce Jenner, but you sure as fuck are Bruce Jenner because legally your name now, even though we call you Mark, your name is now Bruce Jenner.
Right. Well, there's legalities on how you present yourself, and if you try to derive money saying that you're the real Bruce Jenner, but in actuality and legality-wise, the real Bruce Jenner gave up his name and he's Caitlyn. It's a whole big mess because this stuff has not really been done in the past. I mean, so, like I said, there's a lot of twists and turns, and they are out. I mean, if they could find one thing to go and nail me for, trust me, I'll be getting bombarded with attorneys and all this and all that. So, like I said, I got a laundry list of stuff I can do, I can't do. You know, it's petty, but unfortunately, we live in a world where anybody can sue anyone. So
They're going after you regardless, right? Aren't they going after you because of the porno now?
Well, I haven't heard nothing yet, and I don't think they know about it yet because it hasn't gotten into the mainstream news yet. So it's sort of kind of in the porn world, a few people know, but it is actually still new, okay? So once they go and find out, I'm sure that they're going to freaking go nuts.
All right, so we need to hit up TMZ and make this shit happen. I don't see why TMZ ain't running with this story. Because Mark, a.k.a. the new Bruce Jenner, has a background with the Kardashians. Because if you remember, there was an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians where Bruce Jenner, at the time, before he was Caitlyn, had a boxing match for charity. Right?
Right, and that was all staged.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Because you worked for the Kardashians. Here's the other little tidbit that people need to understand. Mark worked for the Kardashians. He was a bodyguard for the Kardashians. They put him in the scene for Keeping Up with the Kardashians and acted as if they didn't know who the fuck he was, put him in the seats as if he was the one that was bidding to fight Bruce right. Jenner. He gets into the ring to make Bruce Jenner look like he was a tough son of a bitch. They put him in a boxing match and acted as if this guy was going to kill Bruce Jenner. Mark was going to kill Bruce Jenner in the fight
right.
when it was all staged. It was all bullshit.
And the funny thing is, they told me, listen, you got to go through 2 days of screening and psychologicals, and you've got to get tested, and this is the state athletic, a sanctioned
state commission,
event.
Yeah.
And legally, if you win, you have one win on your record, and you have one loss. And, I mean, they made it sound completely legit. And then as the show went on, and if you watch the show, you see that Rob gets knocked the hell out in, like, the first round. And then they stopped the show, and then all this and all that. They basically went and softened up the whole thing, and what was supposed to actually be real back then in 2009 and 2010, that's where all the fake and scripted and things started with, like, the whole show. And people started to see it, because I was told, don't get out of your corner after the second round. So I sat there, and they claimed him the winner, and I was like, you got to be kidding me.
But that's what I'm saying, like, because Mark is his name is Mark Bear. He's a fucking bear. The dude's a tough son of a bitch. He's a guy he's been a bodyguard for countless fucking celebrities. He's done stuff for the WWE. He's done stuff for TNA. He's a nice-sized dude. And you're going to tell me that Mark can't beat up Bruce fucking Jenner? That's what you're going to tell
dude,
me?
I got that for years. I came back to Florida, and people, once they went and saw the show, I was getting, dude, how the hell can you let a 60-year-old guy then beat you up? You're in better shape. You're healthier, this, that. I said, you know what? Well, the guy's tall. The guy's this. He still is in good shape and all that. I said, but it didn't happen like that. In editing, they went and crucified the whole thing. Now, people, if they don't know how, you know, a TV works and all that, they looked at me like, yeah, all right, something happened. You must have gotten, you know, paid off to go and take a dive. Something. So
right.
I had to explain that away for like 5 years, because they play the episode even to this day at least 14 times a year, because it was the highest rated episode of that year. Well, then when Bruce went to Caitlyn, oh my God, everybody started saying, dude, you let a girl beat you? You let a woman go and kick your butt? And I'm like, dude, I cannot win.
You fight like a girl.
You play ball like
exactly.
a girl.
Can we talk about the other thing with Caitlyn? Is there legal wise I can talk about it? I'm gonna have to do this fucking legally so I don't get in trouble. A certain phone call that took place.
Let's stay away from that for the moment.
Okay.
Right.
Because I got handed fucking documents.
Documents.
I can't say what transpired on said phone call. Can't even say there was a phone call. But I will say it's one hell of a phone call, if there was a phone call.
All right, Kanye.
I'm just saying.
No, but I agree with Mark. Was saying everything was, reality.
Yeah, it's all
scripted. Because you remember my brother was on a dating story at that time back in the day.
On TLC,
TLC, and that was all, like, scripted.
Ah.
All, like, bullshit. Like, he didn't know the girl, but everything, they told him what to do, what to say, and stuff like that.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's a fucking, it has the word reality show in it. It's a show. It's just that it's not, but people, the dumb fucking mooks of the world, who sit out there and listen to the mere mortal media and everything else that's out there, and they listen to these jabrons, and they take it as real. And like those people who took it, that Mark got his ass kicked by Caitlyn Jenner, because literally that's what happened. It just happened a couple of years before it became Caitlyn.
Right.
Supposedly Mark got his ass kicked by a girl.
Well, soon to be.
I mean, and the funny thing is, we filmed this in November of 2009. It didn't air until the middle of January. Now, how is it reality when it's already a month and a half old,
right.
and they're taping stuff to put in between that and all this, but people watch it on Sunday like they're glued to it. And then you see it on everything like Radar and all this and all that, that it just happened, and this is what happened this weekend. And, I mean, dude, they take it, they run with it. They make stories like you wouldn't believe. And it's like, dude, that happened a month ago. That happened a year ago. they just happened to show the episode because they nicely packaged it and all this and all that, and it's a good time for it. I mean, it's a crazy life. I would never want to have their lives. Never.
It's fucking nutty. I don't know. Like, I hate them so much, the Kardashians. I fucking hate them. Because they have systematically made people dumber. It's amazing. And she's made so much money.
Oh, yeah.
Off of this shit.
Chris is like a female pimp. Chris is like the Vince McMahon of reality TV. The Kardashians have more pull than Obama, okay? I mean, when that happens, I don't know how they do it. Don't get me wrong. She's a smart lady.
Oh, she's very smart.
But she took that and sacrificed her whole family to make this money.
Right.
Yeah. And what gets me is we have physical evidence. The pictures, the everything that are floating around that you can find of Mark backstage with them setting up this bullshit, then also having pictures of Mark as their bodyguard.
Right.
Proving the fact that he's the bodyguard of Kim Kardashian. By the way, Danny's looking up the video as we speak of the Keeping Up with the Kardashian episode, in which that Bruce Jenner takes on the new Bruce Jenner, Mark Bear, before he was the new Bruce Jenner. But Danny's watching the amazingly edited version of it.
Oh yeah,
but like when you watch it, you see the fact of how they made him look amazing. Made you look like a fucking tool.
Well, I didn't know that. And after I saw that, I was like, dude, this ain't going to work. I don't like this. This is crooked. I mean, I always went by the book. I mean, I didn't do nothing wrong. It was professional. And
that's the one that beats up Rob. That's not Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was Rob got knocked out in the first round. I mean, you know, they hired someone or they did something. Well, no, actually, I think he did. He actually paid it. He won the auction. But they didn't do a background check on him at all. So he came in and he used the box. He used to train. So they bring him in and he wants to make a name, okay? And he knocks out Rob. I mean, he knocks him out silly. Chris Kardashian comes in. Now, this is part of a live card, meaning there was like 14 fights that night. And after every three amateur fights, they put in a Kardashian fight. So this was all real. People bought tickets. People paid money. I mean, this was all real, okay?
All right.
Then after Rob got knocked out silly, Chris stopped the show for over 3 hours. He's like, we're leaving. These people are crazy. They want to kill us. All this for charity? Oh, the hell with that. It's not worth it. The picture you see of me talking to Chris and Chloe and all this and all that,
yeah.
If you look at my hands, I'm telling her, listen, Chris, you cannot stop this show. It's for charity. People paid money. Watch the fight with me and Bruce. I'm not going to hit him in his face. I'm not going to try to go and knock him out, but we're going to have a boxing match, okay?
I punched him in the vagina.
What's that?
I punched him in the vagina.
Yeah, I punched him in the vagina.
Right in the vagina.
I told her, I'm like, watch our match, and then you can, like, go and continue the show, because there was supposed to be 5 Kardashians fighting. Well, 4, and then one was Scott. So it was supposed to be Scott, Chloe, Rob, Kim, and Bruce. Well, Chloe hopped on a helicopter back to go see Lamar, okay? Scott backed out of the whole thing because he's like, hey, listen, I'm from the Hamptons. I don't want to get hurt. This is crazy and all that. They had to have the Kim match because she was like the main match because this is for a girl that had cancer, a terminal cancer, which unfortunately she died like a month later. And so they had to have her match. They already had Rob's match. And they had to have the Bruce match because Bruce was the one that set up this whole thing. So it was a whole big clusterfuck, completely.
Fuck it. I fucked the Kardashians,
and then you got
man.
Those poor, the people that actually went there for the real boxing.
Like, the morons that actually spent the money,
you know,
yeah.
They want to see real boxing, and then they get stuck having to watch
this shit. The circus act happen.
Dude, people were leaving because this was supposed to be from like 7 o'clock till 11.
Right.
Because, like I said, they had, you know, amateur matches and all this. My match, or Kim's match, actually started at like 1:30 a.m. in the morning, California time. Okay.
Wow.
Because they held up the whole card, like I said, for 3 hours. Jeez. And people got pissed off. That's why it didn't get a lot of media. Because they wanted to block all the bad stuff that happened.
Right.
So
smoke and
like
mirrors,
said,
my friend. Smoke and mirrors.
And then half the money they paid it to, you know, that people paid for charity probably ended up going to everybody else having to work the overtime.
Exactly. And no offense, but the Kardashians could have cut the foundation a check, for God's sake.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have to do this whole big thing. They could have just said, okay, we're going to sell tickets and that money is going to go towards rescuing dogs or cats, but we're going to donate $100,000 to the Dream, you know, foundation for this one girl and all this
right.
and all that. They did nothing. Okay. Nothing.
Fuck the girl. I like literally like I'm sitting in here just disgusted. I'm watching the footage Danny has. I'm listening to Mark because I've seen the pictures that Mark has sent me. And he's telling facts. And it's like, why does America give a fuck about the Kardashians? Yeah. Why do you care so much?
I don't care because if they want to come and sue me, okay? I don't make my living off you. You're not going to intimidate me, okay? I have nothing to lose. I did everything the right way. If I'm expressing my true views, and these are true facts, and you don't like it, you know what? Kiss my ass.
It's not like you don't have the evidence to substantiate your points. I mean, that's the other thing. It's not like he doesn't have it. He is documented as being a bodyguard for the Kardashians. He has the video and the pictures in his corner of this boxing match. Just as this one instance. There's 9 million instances that we're talking about with the Kardashians. But Mark Baer, a.k.a. the new Bruce Jenner, has 9 million pieces of evidence showing how fucked up this family is.
Right.
And now, once they hear about the porno, they're going to come at you, and you know this, right?
Oh, they're going to come at me hot and heavy. But the thing is, they can't do nothing because, hey, you know, I didn't go and say that this is what I wanted to do and set out to do. I have people, once they went and changed my name, okay, and they hate the Kardashians as well, just like you.
Yeah.
They were coming out of the woodworks, okay?
Right.
We want to make a chocolate bar, and we want to call it the new, what the hell did they say? The new Jenner bar. And then in big writing, without nuts or with nuts, okay? I mean, I've had people come out with ideas like you wouldn't believe. And, you know, a few people said, dude, we hate them so much. Imagine if you did a porn and you as Bruce Jenner playing an acting part, okay, the role of Bruce Jenner, went and fucked all the Kardashians. And I was like, wow, that's a pretty long stretch there, okay? You know, I'm used to the Bunny Ranch. I'm used to Love Ranch. I said, but porn, I'm like, And it just grew and grew and grew. And it sounded too good to be true. And I was like, well, okay, you guys want to put up the money. You guys want to do this. You want to go and supply that. Let's do it. I mean, hey.
I wish somebody would put up money so I could fuck. Like, here you go.
I'll put you in touch with my people.
Thank you. I would like, I want to play the guy, not the pizza boy or something. I want to play the guy that comes in and just goes, that's not Bruce Jenner. That's all I want to do. Like, play and go, he's not an Olympian. Like, I state the obvious. I walk in and go, and that's not a girl.
And then you drop the box of Wheaties on the floor and run away.
Yeah, then I just run away.
Oh, that's good. That's good now. That might get put in, so hey.
Hey, dude, I will, you fly me down, I'll fill in my part of me just going, hey, that's not an Olympian. There you go, that's all I have to do. Hey, that's not Bruce Jenner. Now which Kardashian have we figured out is the one you're going to fuck in the Bruce Jenner porno?
Well, of course, right now it's going to be first Kim.
Oh.
Okay, I mean, now, of course, these women are going to have a likeness because it can't be the real thing.
Right.
Which, thank God, because I think I would have nightmares for years.
It's not like Kim hasn't done porn before, though. I mean, just saying.
What? Oh, yeah, true.
You should paint your cock black and just write Ray J on it.
Oh, that's bad.
That would be awesome. My cock does blackface.
Oh, man. Oof.
My cock is Sambo.
You might be getting a call from the Kardashians.
Are we still on the air?
Yes, I think we're still here.
Okay.
We got thrown off BET radio, but we're fine.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
You nickname it Ray Gun.
Yeah. Ray Gun, yeah. It's not Ray J, it's Ray Gun.
But, I mean, we spoke last time about this, that the Kardashians, all of the women are black widows. I mean, look what's happening to Lamar Still. Okay, yeah. The reason why Lamar is still messed up is because around the world, they still play the Kardashians every Sunday.
Right.
And every Sunday he's mentioned. And then on Monday, he flips out because he's like, dude, I don't want to have nothing to do with them. I don't want them to mention my name. I don't want to be on TMZ. I don't want to be on radar. I just want to be left alone. But the thing is, when they go and hunt you down,
you can't escape once you're
a dick in your hand, and you can't do nothing.
And it used to be Bruce's dick, and you're stuck in the web.
Right.
You're stuck in that Kardashian web, and you just can't get out.
Yeah, and it's something you did 5 years ago, but it's being shown again and over.
I mean, look, once you're in, they're like the mafia.
Oh, yeah.
You're not getting out alive. It's not happening. You're not getting out alive. It's just not happening.
I mean, hey, I didn't mind being on that one show because guess what? I've gotten a lot of mileage out of that show
going on
5-6 years. Don't get me wrong. Okay, I mean, I tell people the good, the bad, and what happened, so I could explain it out, you know, but it's still good. But for a guy like him and like Rob and like all these other guys that get into a relationship with one of the Kardashians, they got to relive this. I mean, Rob went underground for so many years because he was defiant. He said, I don't want to be on this show.
Yeah.
Now he came out and he drank the Kool-Aid, and now he's part of the problem. He was the only one left in the whole family that I had respect for, and I was his friend, okay? Now we don't talk, okay? Why? He drank the Kool-Aid, and he did the same thing. And once you do that, you can't go back. Rob better hope that this is going to pay off good for the next 5 years so he can live on this.
Hopefully the Kardashian cult ends like Jamestown. That's all I can fucking hope. I think all this Kool-Aid drinking, somebody figures out the punch bowl is spiked. And they start dropping like flies, hopefully face down, ass up, just like we found her. And that's how it happens. At the end of the day, Mark is the new Bruce Jenner. This is all we know. These are the facts. The Kardashians suck. Mark is the new Bruce Jenner. He's going to fuck Kim Kardashian's lookalike in a porno. And, by the way, did I mention the Kardashians suck? That's where we're at right now. Mark, we got to get going. We got to take a break, all right?
All right, buddy. Hey, if we can get this out on TMZ, trust me, they are going to go nuts. They're going to find out, and poof, it's going to blow up.
I have my people already sending the audio as soon as we get done here to our hopeful connection at TMZ because we need them. I want to see the reaction. Of those Botox-faced cunts.
Because, I mean, for this to get in the news and on TV and all this and all that, what are they going to say, okay? I mean, I called them out. It's not like I punked them. I called them out on their shit. And what can they do when, guess what, the truth hurts?
Look, if you want the Kardashians to fucking know about your porno, put the box, tie it to a black man's cock, and they'll be there in fucking lickety-split, okay? They'll get there.
Oh, man.
They'll get there. All right?
You're too much.
All right.
Hi, buddy.
Bruce, a.k.a. Mark Bear. Have a good day, sir.